This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Welcome to The Pillars of Bathurst with Brett Van Heekeren and Dr. Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. Who is our Bathurst Pillars person in this episode?
Hello, Brett. I'd like to tell our listeners about Father Joseph Patrick Slattery, an Irish-born teacher at St. Stanislaus College. I'm sure Father Slattery will be well-known to many of our listeners. He is nationally famous for his pioneering work with X-rays. It's amazing, Brett, to think that in 1896, Father Slattery designed and built, from scratch, his own X-ray device. He did this in June 1896, only 5 months after news reached him of the discovery of the X-ray by Wilhelm Röntgen, a German scientist in faraway Europe. This was long before the day of the internet or even the radio. But more about radio later, Brett. Being isolated in Bathurst did not deter Father Slattery's quest for scientific knowledge. He was able to keep abreast of international scientific developments through reading overseas science journals sent to him by seamail. But it was through reading a cable news story in one of Bathurst newspapers in February 1896 that he first learnt of Röntgen's X-ray discovery. The technical detail offered in the newspaper was scant. Something about passing an electric current through an airless glass tube and then using a glass photographic plate to photograph the electromagnetic ray, the X-ray, emitted from the tube. And oh, by the way, this invisible ray can penetrate solid objects, like the human body, and will project an image of the interior of that object, say bones for example, onto a photographic plate. So, Father Slattery goes to his lab and he...
Stop. Sorry, I need to interrupt you, Robin. Listeners, please do not attempt this at home. Now, carry on.
Well, fortunately, Brett, Father Slattery did not listen to 2MCE. Otherwise, there would be no story today. Father Slattery understood exactly what Röntgen had done, and he set about building his own X-ray device in his lab at Stanley's. Among his many skills was that of blowing molten glass, so Father Slattery knew how to make the essential vacuum tube required in projecting X-rays. And it worked! Father Slattery's X-ray device was among the first made and used in Australia, right here in Bathurst. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself, Brett. We will come back to Father Slattery and his X-ray device shortly. I will tell you then how he used it in one of the first medical applications of X-rays in Australia, right here in Bathurst.
Robin, perhaps you might begin by telling us how this remarkable man came to be teaching in Bathurst at Stanley's. I mean, you said he was born in Ireland.
That's right, he was. In Watford in 1866, the youngest of nine children in a Roman Catholic middle-class family of merchants. His father was a bacon merchant. When we ask how it was that Joseph Slattery's future took the course it did, I think we must begin by acknowledging the value his family placed on education. Joseph received the best education possible, beginning with Watford's Christian Brothers College. A key step towards Slattery's future as a scientist was continuing his studies in Dublin at St. Vincent's College, said to be one of the best educational institutions in Ireland. An important feature of the college for Slattery would have been its science teaching faculty and its science laboratory. In 1886, at the age of 20, Joseph Slattery gained first-class honors in experimental physics in the university examinations. What Slattery did next may seem an odd decision to us today, but in the context of his times, it was a natural step to take. His studies at St. Vincent's College had included theology, preparing him for the priesthood. He went on to continue those studies at a Vicentian seminary, taking his vows for the priesthood in September 1888. He was not yet an ordained priest. That step would take a few more years of further study and preparation. But in 1888, Joseph Slattery was anxious to put what he had learned in science to use right away as a teacher. he volunteered for a position with the Vincentians in faraway Australia. Awaiting Joseph Slattery was a teaching appointment here in Bathurst at St. Stanislaus College. The college was at the time struggling and very much in need of radical improvement. Responsibility for the college was then being placed with the Vincentians, who were sending their own people from Ireland, including Joseph Slattery.
And how did Joseph Slattery get on with his appointment to St. Stanislaus College?
Brett, dispel any image you may have of Slattery as a mad college professor. Judging from the accounts of his teachers and colleagues, Joseph Slattery proved to be an inspired and inspiring teacher. He contributed to all aspects of college life, from producing musical dramas to playing cricket in the college's first 11. He taught not only math and physics, but also Greek and Latin, as well as English, literature, and language. Even with his heavy workload as a teacher, Stanislaus was an ideal place to carry on with his research in experimental physics. The college allowed him a free hand to follow his inclinations, not only as a teacher, but also as a scientist. This included his constructing a well-equipped physics laboratory, rated as one of the best in Australia at the time.
Which will be where he built his X-ray device in 1896.
Well, before saying more about that, let me tell you a little about one of the practical improvements he brought to the college. We're going to need this improvement in his lab for the X-ray device to work.
Electricity!
Not surprisingly, Joseph Slattery was also a knowledgeable electrician, and this is well before Bathurst had any proper sparkies. In 1894, he installed an electric generator and electric lighting in the college's science halls. This is said to be the first use of electric lighting in Bathurst, and he will need that generator for the electricity to power his X-ray device. Now, let me tell you about Slattery's medical application of X-rays. It happened only a couple of weeks after he had successfully demonstrated his device to a meeting of the Bathurst Scientific Society.
The Bathurst Scientific Society?
Yes, Brett. The Bathurst Scientific Society. Brett, Bathurst in the 1890s was a wondrous place with marvelous things happening. Well, excepting perhaps the prevalence of typhoid, owing to the city lacking a reticulated sewage treatment system. But fear not, Brett. Bathurst City Council was onto that problem and would have it right in 20 years' time. Now, back to Father Slattery and his X-ray device. In July 1896, Eric Thompson, the son of the local postmaster, accidentally shot himself in the hand while he was setting a springtrap gun to shoot wild dogs. His doctor recommended amputation as he could not determine by a physical examination the extent of the damage. Were bones broken and damaged beyond healing? Where were the pellets to be found so they could be extracted from the gory mess? There was a real risk of life-threatening infection. Fortunately, the doctor knew of Father Slattery's X-ray device and that a glass plate X-ray photograph or radiograph could be taken of the wounded hand. On the 25th of July, 1896, Father Slattery made a successful diagnostic radiograph of Eric's hand. It revealed that there was no damage to the bones of the hand, and the radiograph showed the exact locations of 15 pellets of number one shot embedded in the hand. With the aid of the radiograph, the pellets were removed one by one, and our story ends happily. Eric's hand was saved, and if you visit Bathurst Historical Museum, you can see the very radiograph taken to save the hand and possibly the life of Eric Thompson. There's some debate as to whether this was the first use of X-ray medical radiography in Australia, but it is certainly among the very first instances and definitely the first in inland Australia. Keep in mind, it was only in January of that year, 1896, that Australia first learned of Röntgen's successful X-ray experiment. Father Slattery continued to provide X-ray radiographs to Bathurst doctors and the hospital until 1911, which was the year he left St. Stanislaus for a post elsewhere. Patients would be brought to his lab at the college, where with financial help from the Bathurst community, improvements were made to his equipment. This included adding one of his own devised improvements, the details of which he passed on to Wilhelm Röntgen. And perhaps not surprisingly, Father Slattery wrote to Professor Röntgen in German, a language central to scientific discussion at the time, a language in which Father Slattery was fluent. And Röntgen wrote in return to Bathurst's very own experimental physicist.
Now, Robin, earlier you promised to tell us a bit about Father Slattery and his experiments with radio. You're not going to tell us he also invented the radio, or are you?
No, Brett. Alexander Popov is safe, Brett. Or was it Marconi? Father Slattery would know. He had been reading about the work of both men, following closely their experiments, and conducting his own experiments with wireless telegraphy at Stanley's. One of his first experiments was a system of electric signal bells set up by 1897 throughout the college, operated from Father Slattery's wireless radio transmitter in his physics laboratory. His experiments at that time were not all that far behind what was happening elsewhere, but there may have been none elsewhere quite like his application of connecting the radio transmitter to a grandfather clock so that the radio signal was sent automatically at set times to classroom bells to signal the end of class. Sometime around 1903, Father Slattery acquired Marconi wireless equipment from London and began ever more ambitious experiments with transmitting radio signals, at first over short distances within college grounds. On the 9th of February, 1904, he transmitted a prearranged series of wireless signals from the college to a receiver connected to an electric bell set up in the tower of the Catholic Cathedral, a distance of 1.2 kilometers. A white flag was raised at the cathedral to signal success. The following day, this experiment was successfully repeated with a wireless message to a receiver set up in Kelso, a distance of 5 kilometers. These two transmissions in February 1904 are among the first successful overland radio transmissions in Australia. Much of Father Slattery's scientific equipment, including the radio receiver used in 1904 and his early X-ray equipment, are in the Slattery Museum at St. Stanislaus College.
I sense we're coming to the end of today's story, Robin. What happened to Father Joseph Slattery?
It's to be a quiet ending to Father Slattery's story, Brett. In 1911, he left St. Stanislaus College, and effectively this ended his work in experimental physics. He was transferred elsewhere in New South Wales to take on other duties for the church. He died in 1931 after a prolonged illness. In 2016, Father Joseph Patrick Slattery was nominated by St. Stanislaus College to be recognized for his work in science with a plaque on the Bathurst pillars.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.